struck by the Stonington, exploded. Flames licked the well-oiled decks, sending a deadly firestorm billowing through the ship. As the passengers of the Stonington watched in horror, the men and women of the Narragansett, frantic to escape the fire, began to throw themselves and their children over the sides of the blazing ship into the depths of the Sound. One terrified young man raised his gun and shot himself as the boat began to sink. In just minutes, the fire grew in intensity until it covered the length of the ship from stem to stern and illuminated the Sound for miles. As the tragedy unfolded before him, Guiteau could hear the screams and desperate cries for help, which continued, disembodied, even after the ship burned to the waterline and then sank, plunging the shell-shocked witnesses once again into complete darkness. The frightened and ill-prepared crew of the Stonington lowered lifeboats into the water and circled blindly for hours, searching for survivors by their cries and pulling them to safety by arms, legs, clothing, even the hair of their heads. Many, however, had already drowned or had drifted beyond help, their cries fading as they were carried away by the tide. When the Stonington finally staggered into its home port in Connecticut early on the morning of June 12th, the town's stunned inhabitants were met with a scene of destruction that, in the words